Welcome to our AI podcast. Here are the news of the day. Here's an interesting headline. AI SEO, how to be visible in Google. AI overviews chatbots, LLMs. Here's a quick summary. Here is a summary of the news article in about five sentences. According to the article, Gartner predicts that by 2026, search engine volume will drop by 25%, with the lost market share being transferred to AI chatbots and other virtual agents. The article focuses on strategies for being visible in Google's AI overviews, which are AI-generated search result summaries. Key strategies include creating helpful, informative content targeting detailed long-tail keywords and aligning content with user search intent. However, the article notes that being featured in AI-generated results could potentially lead to a 20-50 drop in website traffic, especially for informational content that can be easily answered by the AI. Here's an interesting headline. Textiles Intelligence partners with the ASBCI to analyze the role of artificial intelligence AI in the fashion industry. In short, the upcoming ASBCI conference on October 16, 2024 in Halifax, UK, will focus on the impact of AI in the fashion industry, emphasizing innovation, competitive advantages, and ethical considerations. Key discussions will address how AI technologies can be harnessed for better trend prediction, product development and marketing, while also mitigating associated risks. Dr. Ahmed Zaidi will deliver a keynote on how AI can tackle the textile and clothing industry's persistent challenges. Jack Stratton will discuss retail trends and the implications of AI drawing insights from major brands like Galeries Lafayette and Tommy Hilfiger. Additionally, Nick Ellie from ASOS will share how AI and 3D technology are revolutionizing product design and reducing time to market. Check out this news. Driving real business value with generative AI for SMBs and beyond. Let me summarize this. The article discusses the challenges and strategies for small and medium-sized businesses, SMBs, to derive value from generative AI despite its vast potential. There is difficulty in transitioning from proof of concepts to production, partly due to the expansive capabilities of large language models, LLMs, leading to unclear business use cases. Ben Schreiner of AWS suggests that businesses need a purposeful strategy that aligns employees' business processes and customers to effectively implement AI. He also emphasizes the importance of employee training to reduce concerns about AI, such as job loss and incorrect information. Georgia-Pacific serves as a successful example by integrating employee expertise with AI to improve maintenance tasks, estimating significant savings, and improved workflow efficiency. Schreiner advocates for aligning business and tech teams, securing data, and ensuring privacy to build trust in AI implementations. This just in. COOs find the key for a positive ROI on Gen AI, customization. To summarize, here is a summary of the article about AI. A recent survey of chief operating officers, COOs, from companies with over $1 billion in annual revenue found that they expect generative AI to drive positive ROI by the end of the decade. Currently, 22 of COOs report a very positive ROI, up from 17 in May. COOs are increasingly using Gen AI for complex tasks, with a 79% increase in using it for production process feedback and a tripling of its use in cybersecurity. The survey also found that the use of Gen AI in human resources management and inventory management has doubled in the past 3 months. Despite concerns about short-term ROI, COOs remain optimistic about Gen AI's potential. Here's an interesting headline. Mistral AI tests Brave-powered search and image generation. To summarize, Mistral AI is testing new features like web search through Brave, leveraging its privacy-focused search index, which could appeal to open-source and privacy-conscious users. Another feature called Web Search with AFP could enhance search veracity by using AFP's fact-checking.